Yeah, you know, there's a lot more pressure on Raw than there was on NXT. A lot more eyeballs looking at you, and everyone is sitting there watching you and seeing what you can do. So definitely a different feel to it, but it's a good feel. I feel like I really thrive off of pressure.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.
Watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. I am TK Trinidad, and I am with our editor-in-chief, Santana. How are you doing today, Santana?
I'm great. How are you, TK?
Good, good. So let the folks know who we have in today.
Yes, of course. So we are joined by former NXT Women's Tag Team Champion, now drafted to Monday Night Raw, the woman who has been turning the women's locker room upside down with her Z360, the undeniable, clear, calculated, and vicious Zoe Stark.
Oh, I like it. Yeah, thank you.
How are you doing?
I appreciate that. I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
Great, great. So happy to have you on. So let's kind of go ahead and get started. First and foremost, congratulations to being drafted up to Monday Night Raw. I know that's something that's like a goal, a dream of yours, but you did express how emotional you were when you heard your name being called. Does it still feel surreal to you now?
It still does. What are we? We're about 5-6 weeks in, and every single day that I get to walk into work is incredible. Like I forget sometimes that I get to work with them. So it's so surreal. You know, it's crazy.
So do you feel like there's a difference, like a different feel for you now that you're on the main roster compared to NXT?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot more pressure on Raw than there was on NXT. A lot more eyeballs looking at you, and everyone is sitting there watching you and seeing what you can do. So definitely a different feel to it, but it's a good feel. I feel like I really thrive off of pressure.
Definitely. And more pressure, the fact of the shocker of the night for you was for Night of Champions. Didn't at all see that coming. I screamed the top of my lungs. I was like, oh my God, what is Zoe doing here? Coming from up under the ring and like attacking Becky Lynch to more so solidify your alliance with Hall of Famer Trish Stratus to win the match. So first and foremost, whose idea was to have you and Trish like be in the thought of working together?
Honestly, I don't know. If you're asking like legitimately, I really don't know, but whoever came up with that idea, thank you, because I love it. You know, Trish and I, we are getting along great. We're having a fun time, and she's being awesome and mentoring me and giving me good tips.
Awesome.
So like, speaking of those tips, is there, I mean, you know, she's, can we say she's a goat? I feel like we can say she's
for sure. Why can you not say that she's a goat?
You know, people, you know, you have to be like officially the GOAT. Like you have to like, you can't just put the name on anybody. So I don't know who is.
No, she's a GOAT.
You know, let's
she's a GOAT. You know, she started it all for all of us women. So she's the GOAT. She's earned that title.
There it is. So with that being said, like, has there been any like advice that you got from her that you're like, man, this is like, you kind of keep it in the back of your head for your career?
Yes, she shared that with me, but I cannot share that with you.
Period.
So we're
thank you, Trish.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what if Becky's listening? I can't take that chance. Becky's trying to ruin my life or whatever she wants to say, so we can't do that.
Yeah, we don't need
to give Becky any ammo.
I respect.
No ideas. No ideas whatsoever.
Yeah.
But speaking of that, I do remember you saying that you wanted to face the likes of like Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair, Charlotte Flair, and of course now Becky Lynch. And with the Money in the Bank, of course, coming up very soon, are you hoping to maybe have that one-on-one match with Becky ahead of Money in the Bank, or maybe a posse somewhere down the line?
Yeah, I would definitely have that one-on-one match with Becky. I'm definitely thinking probably after Money in the Bank is when it would probably make more sense, but for sure, you know, I'm being able to be in a program with her is incredible. Like, she's amazing. She is amazing.
So now circling back to the women like I named earlier, starting with Charlotte Flair, you've brought her name up several times. As far as like advice or anything from her, or is there anything that you've kind of drawn from her through like this whole run?
With Charlotte?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Charlotte and I, like I'll send her like a clip or a video and ask for certain critiques, and she gives me her time and she's willing to help me out as much as possible. Charlotte has been a big help for me.
Definitely. I mean, she is the queen herself. But I wanted
she
to
is.
Definitely. Congratulations, of course, for advancing to be a part of the Women's Money in the Bank ladder match. You do join Becky and also Zelina Vega, mm-hmm. and as more mm-hmm. qualifiers are added, what is your strategy going into this match? This is like your first one. We're going over to London. Like, it's yep. big for you.
It's probably one of the biggest moments of my career, you know? So the biggest one by far was coming up from under that ring to help out Trish. But now it's time to win that Money in the Bank and take that briefcase. Trish is going to help me out the whole way through. I'm not saying she's going to be ringside, but we're going to have a game plan on figuring out what the best course is. I'm going to be studying Zelina, studying Becky, and then whoever else is in that match.
So let's take it back a little bit. So like, I bet you at the press conference in LA, you are like a California girl mm-hmm. performing at Staples. So like, you know, we talked about before, but now it's done. Like, is it surreal, or like, what's that feeling like to like be like hometown and doing it there at Staples, in the middle of Staples? I mean, Crypto, but you know, we're calling
it. Yeah, it's Staples to me. So Crypto's a bit of a weird name. It was really cool. I got to have my family there ringside. My dad was there, my grandma, my grandpa, my husband, they were all there watching ringside. So being able to perform in front of them in an actual arena was very cool, because they went to many indie shows where it's in like a little warehouse where it's hot and it's muggy and it's miserable, but they supported me the whole way through. So having them watch me in the arena that I grew up watching Raw and SmackDown was incredible.
Definitely. And you did an amazing job in that match too, Zoe. I was
thank you
hoping you would have won. I was like, dang it.
Yeah, me too. That's what I wanted.
But circling back, because I know we did talk about, like, you know, a little bit of Charlotte, a little bit of Becky, but like I said, mm-hmm. Rhea Ripley is holding that SmackDown Women's Champion. She seems to mm-hmm. be a little more into what's going on with the men and not the women, you know. And then, of course, you know, with Bianca Belair being now drafted to SmackDown, those women in particular came up in NXT just like you did.
Yep.
What draws you to maybe even wanting to step into the ring with those two?
They're hands down the best female wrestlers that we have, right? So in order to be the best, you have to beat the best, and being inside a square circle with those ladies will only make me a better performer.
Right.
They'll push me to my limits.
So now, like, the whole thing, so, you know, where you started, and, you know, we won't go into, like, your whole origin story, but you started in the indies, and then now you're with yeah. WWE. What's the, like, major, aside from the bells and whistles of WWE, what's the major thing between, like, indie wrestling and, you know, now wrestling for WWE as far as wrestlers in general?
I think indie wrestling, you're doing moves to do moves without it really making sense, which is cool. You know, that's kind of what the fans want to see when they come to an indie show. But WWE, you have to be more focused on the story and progressing the story that you are telling. So that's the biggest difference, I would say. So when I like sit back and watch my friends, it's like, man, you guys are so freaking athletic. It's great. But how can you make me more invested as a fan sitting there wanting to see you win, you know? So that's the biggest difference.
Sounds good.
And we definitely do want to see you win. I am rooting for you for Money in the Bank as well.
You better be, girl. Come on.
Yeah, of course. I need to see somebody take that Z360 off the top ladder or something. Something crazy.
Oh. Uh-oh. You just put an idea. That's never good.
If you do it, I'll be like, she did it for me. She did it for Santana. Yeah. I'm happy for
you. Exactly.
So now that you're, of course, on the main roster, which is a lot of people who graduate from NXT, you was in there for a mm-hmm. while, despite the injury, you did not allow that to stop you at all whatsoever. You kept going. What would you say is like your ultimate goal now that you're on the main roster? Like, what is the future, do you feel like, in your eyes, looks for Zoe Stark?
I want to be one of the top women, you know? I want to be up there with the Becky Lynch, the Rhea Ripley's, Charlotte Flair's. I want to be one of the tops, to where when you think of WWE, you think of Zoe Stark, right? So that's my number one goal. But of course, I want to, you know, we all want a main event WrestleMania at some point in our careers. Right. So that WrestleMania, main event in WrestleMania, and becoming one of the top names.
Mm-hmm. Now, another thing, like, you kind of take some like characteristics from like music, like Pink, and, you know, movies and stuff like that. How often do you change that, or do you kind of challenge channel those two people into your character? Like, how does a week in Zoe Stark work as far as, you know, wrestling?
I try to channel into that a little bit more, and then once I feel like I've done all I can do with that, then I'll probably start dipping into different things and bringing out different parts. But right now, I'm still trying to figure that part of it out, of different characteristics into it. So, but as far as the week goes, I'm mainly, you know, I still watch a lot of TV and try to pull from characters that I love watching, you know, like Michelle Rodriguez and Fast Furious, or any, really anything that she plays in. It's fun to watch her, and I like to kind of draw from her. But yeah, just trying to pick apart characters that I like watching.
Wait, you said Letty from like Fast and Furious, right?
Yeah.
Anybody who knows me knows I am a fan of Fast and Furious. Like,
Aria.
Like, I've seen all of them. Like, nobody, like, I'm literally Dominic Toretto's daughter if he had one. Like, I live my life a quarter mile every day like Dominic Toretto. So now that you're a fan of the saga, like, you and I, we're cool, Zoe. We're gonna go see Fast X or something together.
All right, sounds good. Sounds like a plan.
Oh my gosh. Let's hit a few rapid fire questions before we get out of here. So name your three favorite artists.
Music wise?
Yep, let's do music.
Okay, let's do I Prevail, Five Finger Death Punch, and then Pink. I gotta throw Pink in there.
Okay. What are you watching now? Like, what's your Netflix? What's the thing that you go to?
So right now we just finished I'm probably gonna botch the name. FUBAR, the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it was great. I had a great time watching. It was actually really funny. And then we just finished watching the new movie Dungeons and Dragons, which was another great one. Enjoyed that watching that one. I started watching The Crown on Netflix, that's really good. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. And then The Rabbit Hole on, is it Paramount? Yeah, with Keith Sutherland.
Got some good selections there. What song do you have on repeat?
Self-Destruct by I Prevail. Mm-hmm.
Favorite vacation destination?
Ooh, Hawaii.
Childhood celebrity crush?
John Cena.
Okay.
Wasn't expecting that one, huh?
But so, okay, but we have to pause this rapid question. So John Cena is your favorite celebrity crush. Like, have you met him yet?
I've met him once in NXT.
Okay, so what was that interrupting like?
Well, you know, I had to like refrain myself back a little bit because I was fangirling quite a bit, to where I was like, all right, got to play it cool. Can't make a fool of myself. So I stayed very quiet. You know, one of those moments where you meet somebody and you're like, I'm going to say something stupid. So I'm just going to keep my mouth shut today.
Okay. And he was also in Fast and the Furious too. So
he was cool. He's very nice. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm sensing an acting career in there. We'll just, you know, also put that in the universe.
I would love that. That would be cool.
And last question, if you had a superpower, what would it be?
Mind reading.
I like it. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Like I said before, you are a friend of the show. I love seeing your rise and all those good things. Before you get out of here, where can everybody find you?
Instagram and Twitter at WWE, or not WWE, sorry, Zoe Stark, WWE. And then, of course, you can watch me every Monday on Raw on USA.
Boom. Sounds good. Miss Santana, where can everybody find you?
I normally tell people to Google me, but I'm not going to do that today. You guys can follow me on Instagram at Holistic Muse or Twitter at Holistic Muse. You can catch me, of course, here on Women's Wrestling Talk, holding down for our Monday Night Raw post show and so on and so forth.
There it is. My name is TK Trinidad. You can find me on everywhere, on everything. Thank you guys so much for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. You can follow us on everything at www.talkpod.com. Till next time, guys. Ciao.
Wrestling Talk. The number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.